Okay, we're on the top of Ben Gimel Amud Aleph. Now we're going through the psukim now, like we said yesterday. Some of them continue what the halacha is in the pasuk before, and some change the halacha from the pasuk before. The Shochad Osa pasuk says, "Nesatim Osa Elav Zakoin, V'Hotzi Osa Michutz LaMachane, V'Shochad Osa Lefanav, V'Shochad Osa Shlo Yishkod Acheres Ima." Right, that we learned already. I can't check another para with it because you're doing malacha during the process of the para aduma, and that passes the para aduma. Lefanov, l'rav shelo yasiyach daito mimenu. Lefanov means elazer shechtzit. You need a kohen, but it has to be lefanov. He can't be mesiyach das. L'shmuel sheyazar shochet ve'elazer roeh. According to Shmuel, azar is kosher to shecht para aduma, so he learns that somebody else shechts in the presence of elazer. The lokach elazer akohen. Next pasuk says the lokach elazer akohen. Midama be'etzbo v'hizal nochav pnei ol moed midama sheva pamim. Takes in the blood and he sprinkles it towards ol moed 7 times. So why does it have to say Elazar HaKohen? The Shmuel lahadure. According to Shmuel, since the shechita is kosher bazar, the hazah is not kosher bazar. It has to be a kohen. Lahadure Elazar, to put it back. That Elazar has to do it. Elazar Kohen has to do it. The Rav have a miut achar miut. The ain miut achar miut. Elo the Rabish. Rabos afilo kohen hedyet. Rav learns that what's it called? You don't need the skan. Even a kohen hedyet is good enough. V'lokach hakohen. Then again, it says v'lokach hakohen. It's era the ezo v'shni tolas, and he throws it into the burning. What's it called? Para. So what do you need again? Hakohen. The Shmuel dafila b'kohen hedyet. Shmuel, this comes to tell me that even a kohen hedyet is okay. You don't need dafka skad. Rav learned that from the pasuk before, but Shmuel learned the pasuk before. Comes to tell me you need a kohen because the pasuk before that said even a zar is kosher. So now it comes to tell me you don't need dafka the skad. Any kohen is good. The Rav already knows you don't need a kohen a skad. That any kohen hedyet is okay from the pasuk before. The Rav itzrich sokadai dechamina kivin the lav gufa deparininu loli boy kohen. Rav needs it that you have to have a kohen even for the things that are not from the goof of the paraduma, like these which are extraneous to the paraduma, the ezo of the erids and the shnitolas. Kamash malon that even these things need a kohen. And the Chorish Shmuel doesn't need a pasuk for that. He doesn't have any havamina that those things shouldn't need a kohen. Let's see Rashi till here. The lokach elazar akohen the kabbalah's doma the Shmuel the daik lefan of lomar shazar kosher l'shchita. According to Shmuel, who holds that the pasuk before says that a zar is kosher l'shchita lefan of needs somebody else shecht in the presence of elazar. It's strich lemichta be kabbalah's doma elazar laduri elazar. So how to say elazar by kabbalah's adam hazos adam because otherwise I wouldn't know that you need a kohen. Because of a lokach midoma. Havi mashma da ashochei kodesh. Going the same person who shechted. You don't need a kohen. The Rav nami the omer shechita be elazar he lo havi le mikta be kabbal elazar. The Chori didn't have to say again elazar. Why did he have to say it again? The chiksiv havi miut achar miut le elazar lo la acher. The ain miut achar miut el the rabbos that you don't need dafke elazar. Neither the skan any kohen hedge is good. The lokach hakohen etzeres le shmuel de omer kabbal of hazor be elazar havi ksiv ba kohen lachshuri hashlachas etzeres be kohen hedge. Here Shmuel learns that even a kohen hedyet is kosher. That's why you need another time kohen. Havi hai mashma motzi miyad mashma. Because it's motzi from what came before. What came before is dafke elazar. Now we're knowing that it's lav dafke elazar, but any kohen hedyet. The chen kol hani damoran. Ula rav, the machshir kabbalah b'kohen hedyet. Rav already knows that the kabbalah is kosher with a kohen hedyet. So why do you need again elazar? Hi, mashma mimela the eno motzi mechlau nikra l'shlofanav. This one continues on. You still need a kohen, right? But it comes to tell me the itzruch lemichta be kohen. The kos of a lokach etzeres v'lo ksiv kohen havi amena v'lokach kol mishayirtzi. You don't need a kohen for the etzeres, the shnitolas, and the ezo because they're not gufa of the parah. So kadai t'chamina hoel v'lav gufa that you don't need a kohen. Okay. Next pasuk the chibes begod of hakohen. Again, it says Kohen. Kohen has to, what's it called, tovel his begadim when he's osik in the paraduma. They become tamei. So they also learn from here, Begodav HaKohen, Bekihuno. He has to be wearing Big Day Kohuna. Okay, so we know that not only you need a Kohen, but he has to be wearing Big Day Kohuna. The Tomei HaKohen Ado Erev again. Why does he have to say Kohen again? Kohen Bekihuno Ledoros. Not only then that para needed Big Day Kohuna, but Ledoros also you need Big Day Kohuna. So Rosh says, Honich Leman Yom Ledoros Bekohen Head Yitzhap. According to Man Yomro, says that Lidoros, a Kohen Hedyon, is also okay. You don't need the Skan, but any Kohen's okay. So then I need to know that he has to wear Big Day Kohuna. Maybe a regular Kohen is, you need a regular Kohen, he doesn't need Big Day Kohuna, just like Ben Maris Negoyim or whatever. There's cases you need a Kohen, but he doesn't have to wear his Begodim. So you need a Pasuk to tell me he needs a Begodim. El Man Yomro Lidoros, Bekohen Godel. But according to the one who says that you need a Kohen Gadol Lidoros, you learn from Yom Kippur, hash the Kohen Gadol Bo'ino Mikihuna Miboya. If you need a Kohen Gadol, you never have a case where you have a Kohen Gadol who's not Oved in his Begodim. That you need a Kohen Gadol, and he doesn't need Big Day Kohuna. Right? Yom Kippur, he needs his Big Day Kohuna. So I need a special pasuk to tell me that he needs Big Day Kohuna if you hold like the man Yom Ruh holds that you need a Kohen Gadol. Versus in Mil Sadashi Bekal Vachomer Torah Bekosel. Even though it takes a Kal Vachomer, if you need a Kohen Gadol, surely you have to have Big Day Kohuna. But anything that you learn from a Kal Vachomer, if you can learn it from a Pasuk, better to learn it from the Pasuk. So the Pasuk tells me things that you learn from Kal Vachomers also. Rashi HaKohen Bekihuno Hai Kohen Kro Yiseiruhu. You don't need it. It's going back on the one we were talking about before, and according to everybody, we're talking about a Kohen. It comes to tell me the Kohen together with the Begodim, even though it's going on toveling his Begodim, but you make a drasha Kohen Begodim that has to be wearing Big Day Kohuna. Big Day Kohuna nasis lo bibdikol. The Tomei HaKohen Ado Arev Lamed Al Parah Nasis Ledoros Shetzricha Big Day Kohuna. Not only that Parah needed Big Day Kohuna, Ledoros needs Big Day Kohuna. Since the para that was done originally had to be a skan, so he needed Big Day Kohuna. I might think that the one that's done Ledoros, that's only with a Kohen Hedyon, doesn't need Big Day Kohuna, Kamash Malon. But according to the Man Yomer, who says that you need a Kohen Gadol Ledoros, so Koshken you need Big Day Kohuna. Gemara says Enochanami, but you still need a pasuk to tell me it. V'asaf ish tahar es efer hapara v'hiniach. Okay, after this, somebody whose tahar gathers the ashes, right, and puts it into a kli, and then you put the water in the kli on the efer.
What about the word Torah
of Lakra? Anything that you learn from a Kal Vachomer, what's it called? Find a pasuk that supports it. You don't rely on the Kal Vachomer if you can have a pasuk that tells you the same thing. There's nothing wrong with a pasuk telling you the same thing that you can learn from a Kal Vachomer. Ish lahachshir es hazor. So here, by asifas the afer, even a zor is okay. You don't need a kohen. Tahar lahachshir es aisha, even a woman. Anybody who's tahar. V'hiniach mishiyesh bo das, somebody lahaniach, somebody who has das to put it in, knows what he's doing. Yotzu chere shote v'kotten shein bem das. So this Man Yomer holds that by seifas ha'efer, an isha and a zar are kosher, but a chere shote v'kotten are possible. Rashi, ish lahachshir hazor mishum d'la'el minei ayri b'kohen. Till now we're talking about a kohen. So now when it comes to gathering the aether and putting it in the kli, you don't need a coin anymore. So it comes to tell me ish, even a zor. Ksiv hacha ish lahachshir es hazor. The ikos of us of his aether apar, it didn't say ish, I would say the same person who shechted and did everything till now was a coin. Havi amina coin, de la'el mine ayrib a coin. Kos of hacha ish, therefore it says dafka ish, meaning someone else, even an azor. Lahachshir es aisha, and says tohar, gili mute tome pshita, the chattis karyachmona. You don't need to know he's tar. Torah called it a chattas. Of course you have to be tahar when you're involved in Parah Aduma. So why do you have to say tahar? To tell me, even an isha. Okay. Tanan Hossam. Hakog sheir lekadesh, chutz mecheir shot to the kot. Everybody's kosher to make the kiddush. In other words, to take the afer, put it in the kli, and put the water together with it. Right? Except for a cherishot of a cotton. That's exactly what we had before. Even an isha, even a zar, but not a cherishot of a cotton, because it says the hiniach, only somebody who has das to be meniach. Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. Rabbi Yehuda holds a katan is kosher. Uposel be'ishul v'adriganus. And a woman or a suffolk woman is posel. My time in the Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan say that kiddush is kosher with an isha and a zar, but posel with a katan? And Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. You see, the lakhu latame may offer sreifa sachatas. Right? The lakhu. Okay? So who's the lakhu going on? Hanach the pasli lach ba'asefa, pasli lach bekiddush. The same people that I passeled by the asefa sa'efer, I passeled by the kiddush. Now the lakhu, those same people that I told you before could do it, can do this too. But the people who can't do what we came before can't do this either.
What's the avoda of lachu?
What? What's the avoda
of lachu?
What's the what?
What are they
doing? They're taking the afer and putting it together with the water. First, you have somebody gathering the afer. Then you have the person putting it into the kli with the water. That's the kiddush. Okay. So the same person who can make the asefa can make the kiddush, and the people who can't make the asefa can't make the kiddush. The hanach the asher lechob asefa, asher lechob bekiddush. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. That it's coming to tell me the opposite. Imkain lema krav lokach. Right? The same person who did it. One person does it. My velokhu. Why does it say velokhu? The afilu cotton, the pasi, lachosav, even a cotton who's pasal by asefas ha efer is kosher by kiddush. Hacha kosher. See Rashi. Lekadesh vasis mayim ala efer beklicheres. Kiddush means putting the water on the efer. The lachu latame basar va'asaf ishtar k'siv. After the pasuk va'asaf ishtar, it says the lachu latame zui avodah shachra sefer. This is the next thing in the process. Is after you gather the efer, you put it into a kli with the water. The Maim Chaim, Uksiv Velachu Osam HaNemorim BaSefer. It says Velachu, whoever could do it, could what's it called, gather the Afer, can put it now in the Kli with the water. Zor V'Isha, which means a Zor and Isha, like we learned before. The Ish, what's it called, V'Osaf Ish Tahar, Ish comes to tell me even a Zor, Tahar comes to tell me even an Isha. And now Velachu, both of them could also do this. Zor v'isha v'lo cheresh, but not a cotton and a cheresh and a shota, because they can't, they don't have das, they can't be vidya. So therefore, those who can't do the thing before can't do this either. Im kein hoel v'adleel koi name of a lokach. It's going on what came before. Only one person did it. So whichever one person did it can do it now. Whichever one person can't do it now. By the asefa, it says also b'lashin yachid. So why do you say v'lachu? Right? Elamai, to tell me that somebody I passed before is kosher now. Even a cotton is kosher to be mekadesh. The isha minale. How do you know that an isha, right, is not kosher according to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says just the opposite. A cotton is kosher for kiddush, even though he's pasul for asefa, and he's and an isha is posel for kiddush, even though she's kosher for asefa. Why? V'nosan v'lo v'nosna. Because it says v'nosan, not v'nosna. And Tosus mentions that what's it called? Even though kol haTorah kula is this Tosus over here? Yeah. Even though kol haTorah kula is blush and zachar, and we don't not mamayit women, right? But unless it says ish mamish. Right, but over here the fact that the Torah is Mishan and says V'lachu and then it says V'nosan, singular, it comes to be Mamayit, what's it called, not V'nosna, because there's a Shinui over here. Normally if it would say V'nosan, you wouldn't exclude a woman. The whole Torah is said B'lashon Zachar, includes women. But over here it says V'lachu and V'nosan, so the Shinui Halashon tells me V'nosan and not V'nosna. The Rabbanan who say just the opposite, that women and are kosher and cotton is pasul, just like by the asefa. For Rabbanan, ikos of Rachman of Elokach v'nosan. If it didn't say v'lokhu, it said v'lokach v'nosan. Havi amina ad shokel chad v'yoivchad. Tosha says it means that the same person who gathered the afer has to put it on the water. The same person. Therefore, it said v'lokhu. Anybody can do it. Not after the person who has gathered it. Anybody can come and do it. But it has to be the same kind of person that gathered it. Because of Rachman of Elokhu. The ikos of Rachmanu v'lachu v'nasnu. So say v'lachu v'nasnu, right? Both plural. Havi amina and the shakli trei v'yavi trei. You need two dafka, two people to do it. Kamash malah, no. V'lachu v'nasan, right? That the same people that did it before do it now. But you don't need the same person, mamish. Even one person can do it. Right? It doesn't make a difference if what's it called, but it has to be the same kind of person that was Osef the Afer. How do we know that they're apostle, according to Rabbi Yehuda? Really, it's going on what came before. Well, the same person that was Osef is Velokach. So why does it say Velokhu? The idolok shiva lokach loshin yachid. So why doesn't say v'lokach? He says v'asaf loshin yachid. The ikshi v'lokach v'nosan haviyamina ad shokel chad ha'efer v'hu atzmo yitnei olamayim. Kshi v'lokhu dafilu shakle trei. Okay, somehow I missed this Rashi. I told you the name of Tosa says the same thing, but what's it called? Rashi Taka says it. The haviyamina was that the same person who was osef has to be the one to be mekadesh. Okay, let's go on. The lokach ezov. Next pasuk. The lokach ezov. The tovel b'mayim. Now we're talking about. Now the person puts an ezov in this mixture of the water and the efer and sprinkles it on the person who's tamei. This is the finishing of the using of the efer of the paraduma. Now, so who can do that? The lokach ezov. The tovel b'mayim ish tahor. The rabbanon ish v'lo isha. Only a man can be maza. Efer paraduma anatomic, not a woman. Tahar lahakshir sakot. Tahar tells me any man who's tahar, even a cotton, because a cotton was possible up till now, according to Rabbanan, for the hazos the cotton is kosher. Rabbi Yehuda ish velo cotton. Rabbi Yehuda does the opposite. Ish comes to tell me not a cotton. According to Rabbi Yehuda, cotton can't be maza. According to Rabbanan, he can. Just the opposite of the kiddush. According to Rabbi Yehuda, cotton could be Makadish. But what's it called? An Isha not. According to Rabbanan, an Isha could be Makadish, but a cotton not. Now the Hazor, they hold the opposite. The Rabbanan hold an Isha can't be Mazah, but a cotton can. And Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite. Tor, Lahakshir, Isha. Rabbi Yehuda holds an Isha is also kosher. But he holds also, but a cotton is not. Okay? So in that respect, he doesn't argue on the Chachamim. Everybody holds an Isha is kosher. To be Mazah, no, what's it called? Just the opposite. Rabbanan holds an Isha is not kosher. Rabbi Yehuda holds an Isha is kosher, but a cotton is not, and the Rabbanan holds the opposite. Okay, Rashi. V'lokach ezov l'chsi b'hazos me'meho. V'hi avodah sh'achra kiddush. After the kiddush, now you use it, and m'metayr the tummy. V'rabbanan damri ha'kiddush nasa b'oson shel ha'seifa. U'v'ha'seifa k'siv ish tohar d'haynu zor v'isha. Doesn't come to tell me a zar because I know already a zar was kosher from before. The isha, well, the mitzvah cotton, having mashma and the mela. Right? According to Rabban, it doesn't come to tell me the same thing as before. It comes to tell me the opposite. Doesn't have to say all these ish tahar. Just say whoever did the thing before takes this now and does the next thing. The fact that it goes out of its way to say ish tahar comes to tell me it's not the same people who did the thing before. If it just continued on without saying ish tahar, I would say the same people who made the kiddush now make the hazor. The ki kasvino, now the Torah said ish tahar, right? The midrash ish lo isha comes to be lafuke from what came before. Only a man can make the hazor. Not a woman who could have made the kiddush can't make the hazor. Al korcha mashma zem mochim yad mashma comes now to change what came before. Tahor lahakshir kotnan, just the opposite. The kotnan is pasul the kiddush, but he's kosher lahazor. The pasul the kiddush, even though he's pasul the kiddush, that's a rabbanan hold. A kiddush, a kotnan's kosher, an isha's pasul. A seifa. And what's it called? Hazor, a cotton is what's it called? Kosher, and an isha's kosher for kiddush and asefa, a cotton's kosher and an isha's kosher. Okay, Ilu Rabbi Yehuda, the Omer isha psula be kiddush, the cotton kosher. Rabbi Yehuda holds the opposite by kiddush, that an isha's kosher and a cotton is kosher. Asahai lemeim ripcha. This comes to me the opposite. Ish velo katan. A katan is possible for hazah, but an ish is kosher. Just the opposite of the rabbanan. The tar lahachser isha. Same thing. If it meant to tell me the same thing as the Kiddush, don't say Ish Tahar. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it changes from the opposite of the one who's kosher for Kiddush is kosher for Hazor, and the Rabbanan, the same thing, the opposite, except each one holds the opposite of what they said before. Meister. Now there's a kash on that. So it comes out in the end that according to the Rabbanan, a cotton is pasul for Kiddush and an isha is kosher, and by Hazor a cotton is kosher and an isha is pasul. According to Rabbi Yehuda, the opposite. A cotton is kosher for Kiddush and an isha is pasul, and by Hazor an isha is kosher, the cotton is pasul. Basically, Hakok Sheir Lahazos, everybody's kosher lahazos, chutz mitumtum vadriganis the isha, the cotton sheyesh bodas isha mesayoso umaza. Everybody's kosher except for an isha, and a cotton, a woman can help him. Okay, but so who does this go according to? L'chora, according to Rabbanan, that a cotton is kosher for hazah, but an isha is possible. Okay, the lo polig. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say, no, just the opposite. An isha is kosher and a cotton is possible. Right? Amar Abaye, kivan de Omar Mar, mashma motzi miyad, mashma umashma memela, polig. No, he doesn't have to say it. It's obvious that he argues. Because since we said that when it had to go and say in the next pasuk something that if it meant the same thing, it just should continue on without saying specifically ishtar, it's obvious that Rabbi Yehuda argues. So Enoch HaNevi's doesn't mention it over here, but it's clear that he argues like we said before. Rashi, kivan de Omar. Yeah, there's a Rashi before. No. Kivan de Omar, da'at al korchach lo motzis l'meimer b'hai de mashma melehu. You can't say that it's a continuation of what came before, and therefore Rabbi Yehuda doesn't argue, and he holds it's the same person who's kosher for Kiddush is kosher for Hazor. Right, and the Mela, he would agree here to the Rabbanan that an Isha is pasul and a cotton is kosher, right? Because that's what he holds by Kiddush. No, Al Korchach Plige, because it does says Ishtar. If it meant to tell me the same people as the Kiddush, don't tell me Ishtar. Just say the same verb, Vahiza, and it's going back on the same people before. The fact that I have to say Ishtar means the different people than the ones before, the opposite. Over here, the cotton is what's it called, is pasul, and the isha is kosher.